The closing market report on Illinois Public Media is made possible with support from L&M Commodities, a full-service brokerage company serving area farmers with professional market advice and crop insurance products. L&M Commodities has offices in New Market, Indiana, Leland, Illinois, and Terrell, Arkansas.
You're listening to the closing market report on a Thursday afternoon. On the phone line is agricultural meteorologist Pete Levitt. Good afternoon to you, Pete.
Good afternoon, Todd.
When I made my way across campus this afternoon, I was a little wet, and it looks like we're going to stay that way in our part of the world. Tell me about it, please.
Yes, you are. There's a disturbance coming along from the southern plains and the southeastern portions of the plains. It's going to be pushing moisture up the Mississippi Valley and into the lower Ohio Valley the next day or two. And indeed, it'll be wet. There's showers now covering just about all of the southern half of Illinois, and the northern half of the state is cloudy, waiting for some of those showers to arrive up there, and that will get in there tonight and early tomorrow. And tomorrow looks like a wet day, after which we get a brief period of dryness on Saturday, and Sunday we're back wet again. And then, finally, we can look for clearing weather as we move into next week. So we have clearing weather with cooler temperatures. Temperatures, by the way, are going to be well above normal over the next two or three days, averaging 20 to 25 degrees above normal for this time of year. So we're not looking for anything in the way of snow. Most of the precipitation will be as rain, and that's mostly going to be regarded as beneficial for the crops, even though it's the western Corn Belt that's still in drought condition. The eastern Corn Belt could use some more moisture as well. So from about the Mississippi Valley on eastward, we're going to see some reprieve from the dry conditions we've seen so much of this past summer and autumn. And then we're going to see the cooler weather return the latter part of next week. Precipitation will decline again. Meanwhile, we can't go for anything significant in the western Corn Belt, and drought lingers on, and we keep repeating it, but it's the facts that things are much too dry when you look at the western and central portions of the Midwestern and Southern Plains, Great Plains, Corn and Wheat Belt. So it's still a very, frostful situation. We're not getting the rain that we need at this time of year.
And go one other place across the planet for me. I think South America is doing fine, but China has been really cold, and they have a winter wheat crop that could be in trouble.
Yes, China has been cold, and they've been dry, which just aggravates the importance of the cold. Because the crop isn't protected, this China winter wheat area. They're going to remain that way in east central China. They're going to be on the cold side, and it's going to continue to be relatively dry there, and that's going to put stress on winter crops.
Thanks so much. We appreciate taking the time.
Okay, my pleasure.
That's agricultural meteorologist Pete Levitt, and wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report for Thursday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.